This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is, I have the leverage, but I am choosing not to use it. And I will tell you, this is an area for me where I have grown, because there have been those times in my life when I moved from a place of my ego. And if I had the leverage and I thought you were trying to cause me harm or you wanted to take my place in something, I would, in fact, use whatever leverage I had. But when we begin to walk closer with the Lord and move from our spirit, we relinquish all of that. And this is what David teaches us, because David was in a situation with Saul. Saul was envious of David. He wanted to take his place, and he had several attempts of trying to take David's life. Yet on two occasions, Saul will come within David's reach, but David chooses not to act. In fact, in 1 Samuel 24:10, David says, "The Lord placed you at my mercy back there, but I spared you." And in verse 12, he says, "Perhaps God will punish you for what you're trying to do to me, but I will never harm you." So we see that David exercises not only restraint, but he humbles himself to not act in the moment, but to yield to God's will. And of course, we know how God rewards David for his faithfulness. The scripture today is 1 Peter 5:6. "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor." Tune in tomorrow when we discuss how good and evil can pour from the same heart. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.